Hello, and peace and love to you all, kings and queens. Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave, and welcome back to yet another podcasting show with me, your hostess, Diamond Lachey. If you didn't tune in last time and this is your first time tuning in, I would like to explain to you all what my channel is about. So pretty much The New Wave is an open, opinionated podcast about a mixture or variety of different topics, from celebrities, what's trending, to motivation and empowerment. Well, welcome back, kings and queens. And today I would like to talk to you about my mother. My mother pretty much said I look like a farmer today. As much as she tries to deny it, as much as she be like, no, what are you talking about? I didn't say you like a farmer. She did. So I'm going to tell you what happened. So this morning I wake up, right? Getting ready, saying my daily affirmations, figuring out what I'm going to wear, and I'm staying with my brother right now in Raleigh because I live in Greenville, and when I come to Raleigh, I do Uber, and I've been in Raleigh for about a week, so yeah, I guess you can say I kind of overstayed my welcome. So right now, I don't have many clothes left. I have to go to the laundromat and get them washed, but anyways, it's not the point. So I was getting dressed this morning and literally all I had was jean pants. I have this cute jean shirt, an orange shirt, and you know, my underwear and socks and stuff. So I was all like, I'm going to pair it together. I'm going to put the jean pants with the jean shirt. I'm going to tuck the jean shirt in, but I didn't have a belt. So what I did was, do not laugh at me, had a black shoelace and I decided I'm going to tie the shoelace and make that a belt. So to me, it was cute, but something was definitely off. So I'm just like, Mom, like, what's wrong? Something's off. I feel like I don't look good. She's like, you look fine. You look fine. Like, you're thinking too much because, like, literally 5 minutes before I was having this problem, my mom was asking me the same question. I was like, Mom, you're overthinking it. Like, you look beautiful. Which, she did look beautiful. But me, I felt like something was off. So then I'm headed back in the bathroom after my third attempt to try to figure out what's wrong with my outfit. She's like, how about you keep the jeans on, you untuck your shirt so you won't look like a farmer. To me, that's screaming, you looked like a farmer before, but since you're going to change, I'm going to give you some pointers on how to not look that way. So I was like, really, Mom? Really? I thought you said I look nice. And she's like, honey, you do look nice. You look nice. I didn't say you like a farmer. And she starts to laugh. So I'm like, all right. So if you don't know my mother, she's very honest. And she'll let you know, like, her opinion on a lot of things. So she just happened to let me know that I look like a farmer. Like, how you gonna tell your own daughter that she look like a farmer? Like, really? That's how you feel, Mom? That's how you feel? If you don't know my mom, me and my mom have a very close relationship. I love her to the moon and back. Yet again, this is another podcast with your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. Still trying to get used to this podcasting thing. This is my second episode. I guess we're gonna name this My Mother Said I Look Like a Farmer. Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave with your girl, your hostess, Diamond Lachey. And please stay tuned for more podcasts. Peace and love to you, kings and queens. And I will talk to you all later. Bye. Hello, and peace and love to you all, kings and queens. Thank you for tuning into The New Wave, and welcome back to yet another podcasting show with me, your hostess, Diamond Lachey. If you're just now tuning into my podcast again, my name is Diamond Lachey and I am the hostess of The New Wave. So if you don't know what my channel is about, The New Wave is an open, opinionated podcasting show about a mixture of different topics, from celebrities, what's trending, to motivation and empowerment. If you missed my last show, to catch you up a bit, I talked about how my mother pretty much said that I was dressed like a farmer without actually saying it. It was a pretty funny episode. But this episode is more of motivation and empowerment. I'm here to tell you on this episode, just do it. Go for it. Start that business. Travel. Do what makes you happy in 2020. I'm going to start off with a few examples from Oprah all the way down to Cardi B. So Oprah, as you know, she's a billionaire. Bill Gates, billionaire. Mark Zuckerberg, of the founder and CEO of Facebook, billionaire. Walt Disney, billionaire. All these people are billionaires because they decided to go for it. They decided to just do it. They decided to go against the grain. And they decided that they no longer wanted to live their life struggling, or whatever it was that put fire up under them and motivated them. They did it. We also have people like Taraji P. Henson, who has talked about her success story and how she moved to LA with no money and a child. She was determined to go against the grain and be successful. She just did it. You got Jim Carrey, who has a similar story to Tyler Perry, lived out of their vans, took a chance, moved somewhere to do auditions, to write plays, was told they couldn't do it, was told, no, you're not going to be successful doing this. This is not a great idea. And now look at them. They're millionaires on their way to being billionaires. You got Cardi B. Cardi B is one of the top female rappers in the game right now. People told her she wouldn't be able to do it because she was a stripper. That she's not beautiful enough. Her smile isn't straight enough to be attractive to sell records. You got Beyonce. Beyonce was told when she was younger that nobody is going to like her because nobody likes her sound. Jennifer Hudson was told by Simon off American Idol that she wouldn't be successful because her voice is too strong. He didn't like her voice. Just because one person tells you no and try to push their fears on you does not mean to stop. If anything, when somebody tells me no, it makes me want to go harder. It makes me want to turn that no into a yes. It might not be their yes, but it's going to turn into a yes. For example, I started off doing YouTube and I was determined. I said, I want to do YouTube. I'm going to buy the equipment. I'm going to record on this day. I'm going to have a guest every 2 weeks. Da, 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 da. So I never knew unless I tried. So I went for it. Come to find out, YouTube is probably not the thing that I wanted to do. So I had to sit down and reevaluate and sit back and plan. Like, okay, this is not working for me. But what is working for me? What do I love to do? I love to talk. I love to be in the spotlight. I love to entertain people. So what did I decide? I decided, okay, let me try a podcast. And I love it. You think there wasn't people out there that was hoping on my downfall, praying on my downfall, hoping that I wouldn't make it, hoping that I wouldn't find my niche? I found my niche. I'm finding my niche. And now I feel like this is what I want to do. Don't take no for your final answer. You have two options when somebody tells you no. You can either stop, get in your feelings, be depressed, and be like, man, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. Or you can take that no and push harder and end up turning that into a yes. So I'm saying this to say, if you want to go back to school, do it. Go back to school. If you want to travel, but your friends is like, I don't want to travel. Go by yourself or find somebody who is willing to go and travel with you. Okay? Don't stop at no. You want to go get your master's? Do it. Go get your master's. You want to be an artist? Do it. Be an artist. You want to start podcasting and YouTube? Do it. You want to start working out? Do it. There's a difference between somebody who just talks about it, dreams about it, is like, I could have did this, or I want to do this. And then there's people out there who actually go for it, go against the grain, step out on faith, and pursue what they say that they want to do. Which one are you? Which person are you? Are you the person to receive that no and give up? Or are you the person to receive that no and push harder and turn that no into a yes? It may not be a yes from the person you want it to be from, but who cares? Who cares when you're on your way to being successful? Okay? So, this is a longer show. I thank you all for tuning in. I hope that I motivated somebody out there to do what they love to do and what they always been thinking of doing. And I hope I empowered somebody to take that no and push harder and not stop. I thank everyone for tuning into the New Wave with me, your girl, your host, Diamond Lachey. And I wish you all luck in the year 2020. And I hope everybody out there finds what they love to do, work on what they love to do, and become successful in what they love to do. Peace and love to you, kings and queens. You're watching the New Wave podcast and show with your girl, Diamond Lachey. And bye.